Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things. Thought Ones. You've probably seen Hot Ones, the popular, I don't know what it is, like an internet show.
Yeah,
where they interview celebrities whilst eating increasingly hot bottles of sauce upon wings, right? Mm-hmm. That's the shtick. Can they keep answering the questions? What kind of truth will come out while they're struggling to breathe? And
what do you mean? What do you mean?
That's
Jennifer J-Law. Lawrence, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Local hero.
Yeah.
To Kentucky. Mm-hmm. J-Law. So we thought, during the strike, since we're in solidarity with both the actors and the writers and their respective unions, we're not talking about Lost or any of the other things we would love to be talking about. Nope. Ahsoka, One Piece, other stuff. We've been coming up with increasingly creative ways to fill the time, fill the airwaves.
So creative, we are ripping off a whole other show.
Thought Ones is much different.
Thought Ones,
we get slutty here.
Yeah.
So we've got 8 different sauces that range all the way up to, I think, 600,000 Scoville units?
Yeah, it's like 650,000, something like that.
And it's going to get hot up in here.
So hot.
But you know, Steve, I don't think it's right for me to eat wings without our historic third wheel. I think we need Andy here for this.
How do we summon him?
Well, I have here the talisman, the Heath Baugh.
And we're going to John Cusack him. Please
send the vibrations.
Spirits, please bring unto us Andy, the keeper of Heath Bars, the one who sees us in his eyes. And there he is!
It worked!
Thank you, Peter Gabriel. You brought us Andy.
Peter Gabe, thank
you. Peter Gabriel and Heath is all you need to summon Andy in your homes. Try it tonight.
He appeared.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good to have you back, buddy.
I haven't seen Say Anything in so long. It's such a good movie, though.
Not as good as High Fidelity.
Yeah, it's High Fidelity is John Cusack's best work. I don't know. Gross Point Blank, though.
Gross Point Blank.
Dude, that movie fucking slaps.
Mm.
How you been, buddy? It's been a while.
I've been really good, guys. I honestly am not totally sure how long it's been since the last time I was here. I know that I was on with...
You came back for something after you left, right?
Yeah, I've been on twice. I think
once when I was
Barb and Star,
Barb and Star was Del Mar. The most recent one, right?
Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a classic. Yeah.
It's been a hot minute.
That was fun.
That was a really good time. But yeah, it's been a hot minute, and you guys started talking about doing chicken wings. I was like, oh, obviously, I have to be here.
Love chicken wings.
So yeah, it's my favorite food.
Because you're the barbecue food dude in the group, right?
Yes.
Food dude.
Yes, very much so. And I still... constantly am using the seasonings that the Stream Fiends sent me for Christmas last year.
Those are high class seasonings. Dude,
Penzies, I didn't know what Penzies was, and it's really good. So I use it in all kinds of cooking now.
I need to come over there and Yeah. At least lick some of that Penzi.
I was thinking about maybe doing some ribs tomorrow. If that does happen, I will bring you some.
For Labor Day.
Yes.
As we record, tomorrow is the day of labor. Mm-hmm. Ah, coincidence it's happening during the strikes? Yes.
I think not.
Yes.
We're entering a weird stage in streaming things, though, where like I went on the Discord. I'm like, guys, I think Andy might be coming back. It's so exciting. And there's a couple people who are like,
who?
I started listening after Andy left. Who is that? And it's like, oh, what a weird turn of events.
Who the fuck is Andy?
Who the fuck is Andy?
That's amazing.
But no, Andy's the third heat, man. You're the OG, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, they're out of the consistent 10,000 or so. I think there's maybe a few hundred that maybe don't know who Andy is.
Yeah.
It's a small percentage.
You're about to know because we're about to get real intimate today.
Yes.
On Thought Ones.
That's right. If you want extra bonus content or just to help the show in any way, please consider going to patreon.com/streamingthings. If you can't afford to do that, that's totally understandable. Just leave a 5-star review and rating wherever you're listening to this. You can email the show at streamingthingspod@gmail.com. And don't forget to go to streamingthingspod.com for easy access to all of our stuff.
Even our merch store where we're selling Striking Things shirts.
That's right, baby. All the proceeds of that particular outfit go to help the striking folks.
Yes. So do it. Check it out.
Do it. Just do it.
And real quick, at the top of the show, I just want to throw out a general disclaimer. Most people probably interact with our show audibly, online, via their ears.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out, we're going to be tasting hot sauces and wings, so things might sound gross.
That's
also, it gets really hot in the studio. I usually turn the AC off. I've kept it on, so you might hear a hum or something in the background.
The room tone might be different.
I'm keeping it on because we're about to eat hot sauces, and I don't want us to die because it's an unholy hell outside, and it's just going to make this room way too hot if we also enjoy hot sauces as well.
That's true. And we've got a good range. We've already recorded our Book of Eli coverage, which will drop Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. With Andy.
Yes.
On that episode, we had a good range of opinions. But I think there's a good range of heat resistance on this episode as well. Because like Andy is super into hot sauces, right?
Love
you collect a bunch of super. Yes. You've got hot sauces hotter than what we're eating today at your house.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I don't know. I'm really interested about this last one. I don't know.
That one doesn't look that hot.
It doesn't.
It's called like super, taco stuff. And I'm like, super unassuming.
It's also the cutest bottle.
Yeah.
Like all the other bottles like, we'll fucking kill you and knife you if you'd eat this. And this one's like, do you like tacos? Then you might like a little heat on top of it. How do you feel about Satan?
It's the woodland creatures from South Park. It was like, hell, Satan.
And I do okay. And then Steve's terrified right now.
Yeah.
But I think Steve's just terrified. Being dramatic, and I'm going to end up dying and he's going to be fine.
One of us is going to
be the one that shits my
pants. Severe acid reflux.
Way too much.
Andy, yeah. You're a lactose intolerant.
Yeah, I am. Or like irritable bowel, something.
Something.
My body doesn't agree with how much I like hot food. So.
Oh, really? The hot stuff does that to you too?
Oh, totally. Yeah. So.
I'll just seize up.
I mean, it's a good thing we pre-recorded the rest of the week's episode so that if something were to happen to us eating this, you still get a week long worth of content.
You just got to do this kind of thing when you don't have plans the next morning, you know?
Yeah.
So,
which thankfully Labor Day's tomorrow.
I keep my schedule open. Mm-hmm. But we prepared for this. We have 8 wings each here. We have 8 different sauces and increasing hotness. We also have crackers, carrots, ranch, milk, and ice cream on deck if things go south.
We
also have a medical staff nearby.
We literally do have a medical staff with us. We have an assistant who's going to assist us in getting the wings because we have to be seated and stay at this at our microphones, so we can't really go around and grab this stuff. So we do have an assistant who's in studio with us. You might hear them shuffling about or maybe even laugh at us or talk to us from time to time. And we'll probably give a CPR if we keel over.
I would hope so. Don't just let me die.
Yeah.
Nothing we can do.
This is on you, fan. This is on you.
Just look at me. Nothing we can do.
Like, I'm like, try.
No, I've been here before. It's you're not going to go well.
You're not even doing anything. You're like, there's nothing we can do. And you're like, I'm just sitting here. Am I going to die?
It's like when something of mine breaks and I just buy a new one, even though it's fixable. That's how I've been my whole life.
Right. Well, I do want to thank the patron members. Specifically, I want to call out Casey and Enza, the mods on Discord.
Putting in some work yet again.
They have put in the work. They have curated a series of questions that we're going to be asking each other in the interim. So what we're going to do is we're going to try a new hot sauce and then answer a question, right?
So it's one question per wing for each of us?
Mostly. I think there are three rounds where it's personal questions for one of us. And in that situation, like, we'll do rock, paper, scissors, see who wins, and then that person gets the question. And it'll
I'm glad you said rock, paper, scissors. Because based on your gesture, I would have thought we were jerking each other off at some point.
Well, I mean, that's after the show. Whoever wins gets a handy. You were that's
saying like, and not paper, rock, scissors, like a fucking heathen.
Yeah.
Nobody says any different order, right?
Right.
Oh, they do.
They shouldn't.
In like Britain.
That's the Queen's game.
It's Pebby Cuddles Flax.
Cuddles, damn. Bollocks.
A pox upon you.
God save the Queen.
But they've also, what they've done is I sent them the list of the hot sauces that we did end up buying, and they were able to curate a nice little, I don't know how you say it, like a little script so I can kind of tell you all exactly what we're about to eat before we eat it. Okay. Give you a little description. And I am remiss because I forgot to tell you about this, Chris, but they also had a suggestive way for how you introduced the show today.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you the script right now so you can read it, just so they you read it. And maybe I'll throw it in the beginning when I edit this. Maybe we'll just leave it here so people know that I fucked up.
Okay.
It's just the very, very top here that says intro for Kit. Are you ready? I want you to give it your all.
And welcome to Streaming Things, the show with hot questions, hot wings, and even hotter hosts.
Ooh, sizzle.
That's just a lie, though.
Yeah, Andy's here.
Oh, wait. Hang on.
I'm kidding.
Dang. Shitted on him.
Shitted.
That's what Nikki would say. So should we kick this off? I'm ready.
Let's kick this off. So
full disclosure, I ate like 10 wings before we,
impulse control.
She bought like 80 wings and I was like, I gotta do my part here.
Yeah. I had three and these carrots I keep picking it up and being like, no, we're recording. Yeah. Put it back down.
I keep doing that with our little oyster crackers. Like, yeah. I just want to numb you.
They're great little finger foods.
I'm excited about this.
Okay. And all also, right. We're going to give Pippin the dog a lick of each sauce.
Yes. Oh, his asshole's already to play. Please don't do that to him.
I want to play. I feel like there's a jet stream of fire coming out of my home. Bollocks.
We need Madison on to give her Pippin the dog.
Pippin the dog.
Thank you. Hey, guys. I'm Pippin the dog.
Who'd you say it was?
Sid from Ice Age.
Oh, man. All right. You ready for the first sauce?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Our first sauce. Andy, you want to hold it up for everybody? Our first sauce is Cholula Chipotle hot sauce with a Scoville heat unit index of 1,000. A premium hot sauce made from a blend of chipotle, arbol, and pequin peppers.
Arbols?
Yeah, arbols. The three of arbols. Delivering a distinctive smokiness with a touch of heat. This sauce has rich barbecue flavor notes paired with salsa, corn on the cob, burgers, and more.
It's not hot at all.
It's delicious.
They leave it at Waffle House for your eggies.
I love Cholula. So we're just dropping a couple drops on, you do what you want.
You can do what you want.
Okay. Like, if you want to go ham on it, buddy, you can go ham.
Cholula.
You can douse that sucker. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually had Cholula, to be honest.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. This is one that you're actually probably going to keep and use.
Well, yeah. Like, I know it's a popular one, but I don't think I've actually just had it on my own, which is interesting to say.
I'm Cholula, and you're Delulu. That was for the Gen Z.
Oh, shit. I just like poured a bunch on there.
It's okay. I'm telling you, it's not even spicy in the least.
All right, baby. Let's take our first bite, and then we will do the questions. Ready?
Cheers, I'm ready.
Guys. Down the hatch.
Nom, 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 nom. Oh, I hit the mic. This is going to be a rough audio episode.
So you're both the chipmunk eaters. You dive in.
Put in mouth?
Front teeth first?
Yes.
Okay.
I resent being called a chipmunk eater.
Your description is
yes.
Some people do like the umbrella smash, the meat umbrella. Mm-hmm. I am like a put the whole wing in my mouth down the side and sort of bite guy. I was just curious about your process.
I call your technique dirty butt slut move.
Dirty butt slut move.
Dirty butt slut and the chipmunks.
So what do you guys think about this flavor, this taste, now that it's in your mouth? I know you kind of talked about it before, but what are you guys thinking?
I love it.
I wish I had put more on it. It's delicious.
That was very nice. I did like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite nice. I feel like I got it all over my mouth still.
I can't believe that's 1,000 SCOVIES.
That's 1,000.
Is it?
Yeah. So yeah. According to the documentation.
That's a fow wow SCOVE goves.
Are you guys ready for the first round of questions now that you got a little heat in your mouth?
Totally.
Here's your Cholula cap.
Oh, thank you. Don't leave home without it. So the first question coming in is, Cincinnati chili is known for being made from several non-traditional ingredients. As lifelong consumers, what ingredients are most important in making the ideal Cincinnati chili, and where is the best place to procure it?
There's two things that are present in Cincinnati chili that's not in any other chili that I'm aware of. It's chocolate and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I don't know. You can get it anywhere. It's Cincinnati chili. So Kroger, Piggly Wiggly.
Well, where Audis. Do you like to get it yourself? Because so there's a big, Gold Star or Skyline here.
Oh, I thought you meant like where to find the right chocolate and cinnamon.
Ricky, I was like, Kroger.
I was like, where does cinnamon even come from? I don't know.
It just springs out of the ground.
No, like there's the fight of Skyline, Gold Star, Dixie Chili.
Dixie Chili others. Is the winner.
Dixie is the winner, I think. But I'm most likely to go to a Skyline for whatever reason and get the... what's the cheese? The hot cheese.
Habanero
cheese.
Habanero cheese. Stuff's good.
But I like the Goritos at Gold Star. It's just a tortilla with Fritos and the chili inside and cheese.
Oh, that sounds good. Did you know that we actually get this from Greece?
Yeah, it's a Greek thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Greek chili. And everybody's like, you Cincinnatians are weird. It's like,
actually, we're more cultured.
This is what Zeus would eat.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
This is the chili of the gods. Maybe this is the ambrosia that they've always talked about in Greek myth.
It's true.
Skyline is a three-way.
They would eat a skyline three-way and then butt-fuck each other.
Turn into a goat and then butt fuck each other.
Which doesn't seem like a good move.
Hey, you know.
If you're coming in the back door, the last thing you want is some recent skyline.
Or a goat.
Or a goat, sure. I'm the goat.
I think I definitely Skyline's my favorite out of the bunch.
We all agree the Gold Star's at the bottom, for sure.
Well, here's the thing. Gold Star.
Honestly, gun to my head, they're all the fucking same.
Really?
So Gold Star,
not at all.
To me, Gold Star tastes the most vastly different from the other two.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, and I will go to Gold Star fairly often, but if I go to Gold Star, key tip, don't get their chili, get their burgers. They're way better.
Their burgers are fire.
We're not talking about their burgers.
I know, but I'm just saying, don't get the chili from there, get their burgers. You'll thank me later. While we're on this topic, and definitely not stalling for time, did you know that there is a quote-unquote correct way to eat Skyline chili? Like if you get a three-way, there's a correct way to eat it. Do you guys know what it is?
Well, you want a good ratio of noodle, chili, and cheese on every bite.
Right.
But also if you're me, crackers as well.
So how do you eat your chili if you want that perfect ratio? The golden ratio, if you will.
I just slice my fork down through all three layers.
So you cut it.
I cut.
You like cut it into sections.
Yes.
That is the correct way. Yes.
Fuck, okay. I'm a genius.
Boom. Yeah, that is the correct way.
I didn't know that was the correct way.
I was.
Well, eventually it's all mush at the end and you're kind of just scooping slop in your face and hitting your life.
Right.
You know, like the heartburn's already set in. You know you're going to have diarrhea later.
You're going to get that sweet York peppermint patty afterward, though.
Yeah, for real.
Well, we were filming a commercial. It was like a tourism commercial.
That's what we should have gotten.
What?
York peppermint patty daddies.
Ooh, patty daddies.
Yeah, that'll cool you down real quick.
And then we can give Andy the Andy's mints.
It's true. He loves them.
He does. Those are good.
They're he does prefer them. York. Only because they're called Andy's.
Facts.
I'm convinced.
I like those better.
You're high.
I'd like them both.
But betray
like
me.
Andy's better. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we were filming a commercial. It was a tourism commercial for Cincinnati in general, but we were like filming a scene in Dixie Chili, and it was like four people enjoying chili. And one of the actors that we had was like eating the noodles like it was spaghetti. They were like twirling it, and there was this, and because we couldn't afford, like there was no budget to this video, so we didn't shut down the restaurant. We were just in a corner of it filming. And so there were actual patrons just walking around us the entire time, and this old ass man who's like a regular there sees the actor like twirling the noodles, and he's like, "What the hell are you doing, boy? That's not how. I am offended that you would even lay your fork in the noodles that way." And he like walked over, like broke a take, and just like, "No, you cut it, boy. That is how you do it." And I just remember thinking, like, I would
spits on him,
slaps him the dick.
Dude, I would have been like, "Actor, you're fired. You're in.
Yeah, old man, get in." He would not have fit in with
Sniper
the other.
Tone.
He would not have. Yeah, it basically was Sniper Tone. And then he would have been sitting with like three millennials. I remember when this was a Greek thing.
Dead ass.
With a goat.
No caps.
Do I still got the riz? You can tell me. Okay, are we moving on to the next?
Let's do next sauce bottle? Number two, baby.
Sauce number two. What do we got there, Andy? Show us that beautiful bottle.
It is El Yucatico.
Does it say XXX on it?
XX extra hot sauce.
Ooh, this is porn shit. Sauce.
It's X porn sauce.
Okay.
There is El Yucatico.
Have you seen the porn sauces though?
It is a Mayan recipe.
No.
So we bought all of these at a local restaurant called Jungle Gym, or restaurant, grocery store called Jungle Gyms, but they like specialize in international food. It's a great place.
It's a local international.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you ever are in the Cincinnati area, make sure to, it's weird to say like, hey, go to a grocery store, but go to Jungle Gyms. It's worth your time.
It's amazing.
But they have a giant hot sauce section. And that's why we went to it. But there's a section of the hot sauces that are like covered up. Like, remember how they used to cover up like porn magazines and like stores?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little we sensors. Open that up. It's a bunch of hot sauces that are, yeah, there's just tits on them and like.
Any balls or dicks?
There are. There's literally, I think a dude like getting like anally having sex, like, but he's getting butt fucked and it's like, butt fucking good.
There's a dude getting anally sexed on one of those.
There's one, I won't show this to the cameras, but here's what I'm talking about. It's this type of stuff. This is kind of stuff.
Those are boobs.
Yeah.
Just watching Steve short circuit trying to figure out a professional way to say butt fucks and then giving up.
Yeah, there's more. Our assistant has another one. Yeah.
Yeah, he's being sodomized. You could have said that.
Sodomized. That's the word I was thinking of.
He's being anally sexed.
He's being anally sexed. Blah, blah, blah,
butt fucked.
You ever been anally sexed?
All right, drop that right. El Yuki on me.
Sauce number two, right. El Yucatico red chili habanero hot sauce with a Scoville heat unit index of 5,800.
So we're already into
hot.
Habanero level,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're already there. It's created with their classic recipe, a blend of habanero peppers, see, red tomatoes.
Andy doused it. I'm going to go the opposite
you're
of my Willy.
Dab?
My Willy. Well, oh shit. Never mind. I doused it. Oh,
that plan went to shit.
But I'm trying to do the opposite of my Willy Wonka thing where I just ate.
You're trying to have
candies.
Some reserve?
Yeah.
My last wing was too dry, so I was trying to course correct.
Well, let's eat. Let's go ahead.
I'm scared. This is pretty hot already.
Dive right in.
This is number two.
Oh, and you were like, oh, it's not going to be that bad.
I told you. I'm an idiot. Fuck, man.
It's good.
Mm. I'm doing the dirty butt slut maneuver. Sticking it in deep.
Habanero has a really distinct flavor. It's so good.
Okay, we've reached my... So I think my limit is like 10,000 Scoville based on this. Like that I eat for pleasure.
Okay, so this is interesting because I'm not reacting to it as oh, it's coming in now.
I covered my like Andy did accidentally. Did you do that?
I didn't cover it like you, but I put like an appropriate amount, I'd say. I didn't just dab it.
I would classify it as the best way. Me personally.
Me personally. If I was in charge of categorizing this, mm-hmm. It is hitting in the back end. It's growing. It's mm-hmm. a growing heat.
Much like the sodomy.
Yeah, it's a growing heat. You're not into it at first, and then over time, you're like, okay.
I don't hate this.
We broke the seal. We're good.
All right, what's the question?
Okay, hold on. Let me get it up. That's what she said.
Did she?
Ew.
That's a weird thing for her to say.
Okay, round two is the first personal round. We have to do rock, paper, scissors to see who gets it.
All right.
Do we go on? We go on shoot, right?
Are we going to three way all at the same time?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. We got to.
All right, so
Steve beat us both.
So what does that mean? It's your question.
So
or
it's
now
my question. Okay. So Chris, will you click the spoiler for me and read what my question is?
This one?
Yeah.
Steve,
that's me.
During the Everything Everywhere All at Once pod coverage, you said you identified with Ke-Hui Kwan's character Weiman Wang, specifically this quote. When I choose to see the good side of things, I'm not being naive. It's strategic and necessary. It's how I've learned to survive through everything. How has making this choice to see the good side of things helped you survive or navigate obstacles in your life?
So seeing the good side of everything?
Mm-hmm. Yes. How has that Weiman Wang life stance helped you in life? which obstacles or anything.
And this went deep real quick, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. We went from, what was the last question even? Oh, Skyline Chili.
Yeah.
What about Skyline Chili? Do like, tell me about your life.
How does it help me? So I always choose to see the good in people. Like it's very, and you know, that's a double-edged sword, right? It's got me in situations where I've been taken advantage of.
The sodomy.
Yeah. All the time. But now I'm okay with it. But more often than not, I think believing in the better parts of people, seeing our better angels has allowed me to kind of make a lot of lasting relationships and lasting partnerships. And I feel like it earns me a lot of goodwill with people as well. Like there are some things that happen in this world, like even at work, even that, like I'll get away with something. It's like, I should not be getting away with that. But I think because I try to like see the betterment in people and like cut them slack. Like I understand people have bad days. I understand people make mistakes. That's okay. It just let's work through it and try to be better. I think that goes a long way with people, especially when they are at their most vulnerable and maybe don't feel great. It's also been good for my mental health. So like in that very specific instance of Kiki Kwan in Everything Everywhere All at Once, he's specifically talking about his relationship with his wife and how they're about to get divorced and she doesn't see him. And at the time in my life, I was going through that exact same thing. My ex, like I was like, I think I've said before, like I felt like a ghost in my own home because like there's this person there who was catastrophically depressed and her depression fell onto me and I had to kind of keep the house updated. And like, I was putting on this brave face in the world, like everything's fine, but really I would go home and it's just this black hole of just awful sadness. And she would be locked in her room and I would be wandering the halls like, well, I guess I'll clean the kitchen. Cause that's what we would normally do in this situation. And even though like that's rough and there isn't, and there especially is a level of trauma looking back on the time of my life, the positivity of, well, hey, I need to keep doing this because if I don't, I will fall into bad habits and I will fall into my own depression. I will be sucked into the black hole with her. So by maintaining this sort of outlook and like reaching out to you guys and being like, let's do the podcast again. Let's go back. Let's keep doing this thing. And I guess that's a long-winded way of kind of going about and saying that always fighting with passion and kindness and not necessarily with your fists and anger can actually build bridges rather than tear them down. And I think we want to create a bridge and create a table that people can meet together instead of breaking it apart. There.
So the puppy was a dog
the whole time.
I would love to do taxes and laundry with you.
Let's do it.
That was beautiful.
I would love to fight you guys with a butt plug in my ass. Or it was an award, right? That he jumped on.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a butt plug.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. Would lose that fight.
God, such a good movie.
It was a great movie.
So that brings us to sauce number three.
Yeah, sauce number three.
I'm more of a like get it over with. Like if you're going to, you know what I mean? Like let's just fucking do it kind of guy.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Our next one is Queen Majesty. Ooh. Red Habanero and Black Coffee Hot Sauce.
Interesting.
It's got a Scoville unit of 14,000, Chris.
Big jump there.
This sauce combines exciting flavor with sensational heat. The coffee adds a nice smoky darkness that stands up to the intense flavor of red habaneros. Pair with rich foods like pasta and pizza. Try mixing it with ketchup or mayo for fries, burgers, and sandwiches.
This one is runny.
Andy just doused his wing in this. It's only 14,000 though. I feel like compared to what we're doing, this isn't shit, right?
Ooh. I don't know. The last one, you were like, this is hot.
It was hot enough to where I was like, oh no.
We're just at the beginning.
Doing quick math, something times 5,000 to equal 600,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I'm going swimming later and I really don't want to shit in that dude's pool.
Oh dude, that pool's getting so much shit in it. Like red shit too.
All right.
Hold on.
Get the question ready after you pour that, right?
That's probably a good idea.
I tried to warn you.
I know. Did you see me? I was like trying to like put like the tritium from Doc Ock's machine into the fucking solar machine he has. So let's dive on in, fellas.
I do like the flavor.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah. First thoughts, like the flavor is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And unless it's a creeper, it's not crazy hot.
No.
I think the last one was hotter.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Ooh, here it comes. It's starting to get in there.
Is it coming?
Is it creeping? It's creeping. It's not bad, though.
There are some heats that do that. I don't know what the science is, where it's like, oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I do not understand how that works. But Scoville units are also kind of bullshit, and it's really hard to tell, like, how hot something is. Mm-hmm. It's all subjective. But anyway, that was tasty.
That
was very good.
Oh, I'm so tense.
Why are you tense?
There's a lot of reasons. You don't have time. But in this specific instance, I'm scared. And so I have anxiety issues.
Well, are you ready for the question?
Yes.
Speaking of having anxiety issues, Chris, round number three's question is, when do you feel most vulnerable?
Taking a shit in a public bathroom.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Describe not a that. Big fan.
No?
I don't know. Like, I guess... I don't know. I feel like maybe part of it is like growing up in a household with a bunch of siblings and stuff and, you know, sharing restrooms and having people like trying to get into the door and stuff. And I think that there's some like small childhood trauma that applies to that. And so then
like someone busted in on you while you were
like Mr. Kool-Aid.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Anybody that grew up with siblings has been on the toilet taking a shit and then somebody comes barging in. Right. But yeah, I mean, I brought it up as a joke, but it is true. Maybe that was like
that's a vulnerable spot. You don't like to be out and about.
Yeah, totally. And it's like,
you never know when somebody's going to bust in and be like, you know, I wanted to meet the chef.
You're like, oh, what? Why did you say the chef? I wanted to meet the
chef. Mean. Something's cooking and it smells good.
You know? That's terrifying.
There's our chef in here.
I feel so vulnerable.
Occupied.
So I've been.
You never want to be found out with your pants down. So, yeah.
I think there's something to that, but I've had to get over that in my life. I was in a county jail. For quite a few months. And in that, new listeners are like, what? So, and in that, there was just a giant gymnasium, is what they called the pod. And there were 70 beds. And we all slept, like, you could just look over and see all 70 bunks.
Right.
And they're on the floor.
Yeah.
And then a bathroom attached to that room, about the size of two of these studios deep, with about 10 toilets that lined one wall and 10 sinks that lined the other wall, with no stalls or partitions. It was just.
Yeah.
And so from the gymnasium, you could just turn your head and look all the way down the bathroom, you know, and the showers were the same way for safety reasons. So you just have to shit and shower and stuff in front of 69 people plus a guard.
69. Nice.
In fact, the showers were right behind the bathroom. And there was probably about 8 bunks that when you laid on them, looked directly into the showers. And they called that section Peter Beach. And so if that was your bunk that you were assigned to, it was a bummer because you were on Peter Beach. Me, however, I was like, oh, please.
I want the tea.
So I'm not scared of that so much. I don't know. I think there's like a poetic deep answer. Like anytime I try something new or like when I'm going to Fantastic Fest, the film festival. Mm-hmm. I don't really know anybody. I know like 4 people in parasocial ways, but I've never met them that I know that are going. So it's very, I do this a lot, not film festivals, but I travel alone a lot, but it's pretty scary each time. You're on a plane by yourself. You're in the Uber by yourself. You're at the hotel by yourself. It's just weird. It feels lonely when I'm used to being around my family constantly. It's a very vulnerable feeling, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what my answer would be. I feel vulnerable a lot. I feel like I'm a very fear-filled person, so it's hard for me to answer. There's too many options.
Yeah, what kind of vulnerability are we talking about here? Are we talking about, like, I feel like someone's going to break in and get me kind of vulnerable? Or is it like I'm in therapy and I'm talking to a group of people and I feel very vulnerable right now?
I think is what they meant, but you can answer the question however you interpret it.
Well, if it's that one where it's like I feel very vulnerable in a way where I'm, like, open to share with everybody, I'm probably more prone to share things here on the podcast with you guys, like, because I've mentioned this to Chris several times, is I like really admire his openness and transparency and just being honest and just telling, like, this is who I am, love it or leave it, whatever. And so I've been trying to like be a little bit more like you in that regard, Chris, where it's like, oh yeah, I can also tell the story of when I was.
Here's my dick.
Here's my Peter Beach.
as it were.
I took up full-time residency there.
I begged the guard for a spot.
Laying there stroking it.
But I feel like I'm much more open and talk about real things on this podcast as well as I am when I'm like in therapy, you know?
Sure.
Because I mean, what's that joke that like, you know,
men would rather start a podcast than go to therapy.
Men would rather start a podcast. And that's so true. Cause like I can talk to you guys about anything. I can go to my therapist and talk to anything. If I'm out of those specific scenarios, I feel like I'm much more like, nope.
You should start telling her that way. Like, Steve, how's it going? Anything you want to talk about? How's it going? Just
welcome back to my therapy session. The best, the brightest, the steamiest, the sexiest of sad boy stories.
Just be like, just listen to the Book of Eli episode.
Yeah. How do you feel about religion? Just listen to this podcast episode. You're going to get offended.
I get pretty deep on thought ones.
Thought ones?
That's what we're doing right
you
now?
You heard me, Diane. Thought ones.
Oh, okay. That's her. You were confused. I was like, that's what we're doing right now, Steve.
Steve had a stroke.
Butt fucked.
Okay. Anal sexed.
Anally sexed.
I got a piece of chicken on my pop filter. It was pretty sad.
Oh no, it's gonna smell.
All right, we're ready for number four.
We do number four.
We're about to be halfway.
Yeah, this is the halfway mark.
We got endorfin rush.
Okay,
endorfin hot sauce.
I hope I get one of those.
I think endorfin rush. I think that's definitely been on Hot Ones, right?
I don't watch that show. It's what's funny about this. I see the clips or whatever.
It is.
I love that show.
Fantastic.
Because
you should watch it.
There's only like two different types of people. There's like your Jennifer Lawrence's who like melt down when they get to the Hot Ones.
I saw the celebrities that had no effect on them whatsoever.
But like, yeah, or you'll get like John Mulaney who's like, I've done so much cocaine. None of this hurts me anymore.
That's pretty good impression.
It's silly.
You got to see the DJ Khaled one because he like brings in his own chef to like provide the chicken wings and then he bitches out on Cholula.
No,
which
he does not.
Which is like the second sauce.
Are you serious?
Swear to God. It is hysterical.
We're better than DJ Khaled in this moment?
You guys beat him a long time ago.
Another one.
It was so embarrassingly bad.
Wow.
So this one is Endorphin Rush Beyond Hot Sauce. It's got a Scoville unit score of 33,390.
Very specific
number.
Ooh.
Here is the rush you have been wanting to experience. Release the sensation that only the very special taste of endorphins can. But be careful. You may need a trip to the ER after trying this stuff. Pair with any food for the rush you deserve.
Pair with these nuts, internet writers.
These nuts.
Andy?
This one is much, much thicker than the last one.
THICC?
Hell yeah. Yes. Double C's.
Hell yeah.
Good. I love that. Good. Endorphin rush. This is like the heroin you used to bang. All right. That was weird.
I'm glad you bailed out on your own joke.
I'm all sweaty and shit. I'm feeling weird. It's like the candy episode.
Oh, no.
Now, on Hot Ones, do people like bail out? Is that a thing? I'm not doing anymore.
They do.
Fuck my manager and what he says.
Usually they'll like hype themselves up and finish. But again, yeah, like DJ Khaled.
What do you
totally
mean?
Bounce.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Steve, I basted this like a turkey. So did you. All right.
Yeah, I did too.
Okay. Now we eat?
Now we eat.
Oh, it's got a lovely barbecue-y flavor.
It's almost like jelly.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh, that was a creeper.
It does taste like a jelly.
Okay, this is the first one. It's like, oh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I'm going to start hiccuping. When I eat hot things, I hiccup.
This is amazing.
Oh, my God. Okay. I can't.
I can't do it.
Keep hiccuping.
Oh, we should have brought some peanut butter. That is the ultimate hiccup cure.
Me.
I wish you did bring peanut butter.
Okay, wow. Okay, so far they've all been like, oh, whatever, okay, this one's hot.
What's the question?
Fuck if I know. Two paper, rock, scissors between the two of you.
Are you ready? All right, there we go.
I win. Okay.
Okay.
What is it?
Chris.
Steve, would you like some ice cream? Would that help?
Yes. Andy, do you want to read this question?
Absolutely.
It's a one under Kit.
Kit, almost a decade ago, you dove cheeks first into the world of kinky writing, and more specifically, the furry erotica genre. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about that? What was your motivation?
No.
No.
My motivation was money. I can't talk.
Dude, take some ice cream. It helps.
I was
it
about actually a year sober.
Help. Yeah.
You were what?
I was about a year sober. And I just moved back to Cincinnati from the sober living house. And I didn't have a job yet. And my first son was about to be born. I was really scared. So I was poking around online for writing jobs because that's what I, before I went off the deep end with drugs, that's what I wanted to be.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And I found a job, two jobs. One was like writing erotica for like a decent per word amount. You know, I'd make maybe $80 for a short story for erotica. And I had an aptitude for that. But also I got a full-time gig being like a mod on a furry dating site is what it was.
What? How have you never told this story?
Dude, so I came up with this and I was like racking my brain trying to come up with a story that he hadn't fucking told. Because that's like our whole brand has been like being open and honest about everything. So I'm like, what the fuck can I come up with?
Have I not talked about this ever?
I don't think so. No. Not on the show. I don't think.
Yeah. So I was like in charge of being the one that tricks people into thinking they're getting some hot action. So like I would DM people like woof, woof or whatever, you know. Meow.
Woof, you sexy hairy stud.
And if they were like super weird or something, I was supposed to like kick them out. But also like in general, I felt like my real job was to like, nobody's actually getting any sweet furry action on here and they're paying good money for it. So I'm supposed to pretend like they're getting some, you know. Yeah, it was a weird job. As you can imagine, sexting furries for a living. Kind of weird.
How much do you get paid?
It wasn't much. It was only between the two of them was a few hundred dollars, you know, a week. But I didn't need much back then.
I'm stroking my red rocket. What are you doing?
No. What was the weirdest? Or no, I shouldn't be like kink shaming, but what was the weirdest thing you've ever come across?
I have no memory of it. That's how not a kink shamer I am. I didn't think it was a big deal. I still think it's fascinating. You're like,
oh, tentacles? Cool.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I remember my first kink.
I too like the Star Fox games.
I do remember the short stories.
Those did awaken something in me.
I liked those short stories I wrote actually a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. Mm. I'll be writing them like, I'm going to take a break. this is a lot of Scoville units in this story.
Was that number four?
Yes, we were halfway.
So really funny that we get to number four And Chris and I are like, oh, give me the ice cream, give me the ice cream. And Andy's like, just another sundae for me. When's it start getting hot?
There's one coming up that's definitely going to suck. Dude, the like second or third one that we did, second one, mm-hmm. that one was surprised me for sure.
Well, this one, the Endorphin Rush, like has a very good flavor. Mm-hmm. Like the flavor is great, but the heat is not.
Yeah, that jelly. Whew. I was like, dang, I like that jelly. And then, because jam don't shake like that.
Jam don't shake like that. All right, this is number five.
Number five.
Let's see, what do we got here? We have Hellfire Habanero Hot Sauce.
Sounds great.
Hellfire Fuck, yeah. Detroit. Mm. Detroit would be pissed.
Detroit Rock City.
And so this is why Scoville's bullshit. 100 to 300,000.
That's a lot.
Big fucking range.
That is, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hopefully get the 100.
I'm not doing good.
Well, no. According to this website, the Scoville website, this one is supposedly has only 66,000 Scoville units.
Okay.
So who do we trust
this
here?
This could be the hottest fucking thing under the sun.
It could be.
We just don't know.
This sauce keeps things pure and simple, highlighting the bitterness of roasted habanero pepper to offset this fruit-forward pepper.
Fruit-forward.
Pair with meats off of the grill.
It's 2023. We're fruit-forward here.
Fruit-forward, baby.
Oh, my God.
We got round five.
Some of these are, like, kind of gross looking. Like, this is what it's going to look like coming out later, you know?
It does have a brown, liquidy,
chunky,
yeah. Sort of
it's one of those, like, when did I eat corn sauces?
It's corn.
What's the next question?
Oh, I see you put a lot smaller amount of hot sauce in it this time.
I can't see it. Let me see.
I can't figure out which angle to turn it.
I'm going to do this.
Tell. It's about 30% of this top wing here. And I'm going to bite that 30%.
I'm going to do the same thing, my guy.
I'm literally still hurting from the number four.
I am too.
I basted mine.
Like a turkey. And you're going to do a dirty butt slut maneuver? Okay. Shove into the deep into the cheek?
That caught me.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
it's uh-oh. Hot.
The smell caught you?
No, I licked the fork and I wasn't prepared for that.
Chris, it's been an honor, sir.
How many ice creams do we got?
Yeah, how plenty? Many do we have? Plenty? Okay, we got plenty. All right.
What's the question before you get to where you can't?
Well, we have. No, that's
way funnier.
That's the point.
Oh, really?
That's the okay. point. You have right. to be struggling to answer. That's the point of it.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you can't, but you can't be struggling to even find the question, right?
Do you want to know the question we eat and then?
Yeah.
Okay. This is number five. The question is, if you could get played like a musical instrument, yes, we obviously mean sexually, what instrument would you want to be?
Oh, my okay. God.
All right. Here we go.
Isn't there like a type of phobia where people hate to hear people chewing? What's that called? Anyway, they're loving this episode.
Manners. Okay, maybe I didn't put enough on there.
It's not as bad as number four.
It's not.
No, this is
it just has that pepper forward punch that I inhaled and fucking caught me.
Number four was a fucking.
No, this tastes pretty good. It's just not as nearly as hot as the last one.
I like that one. Number four was beastie.
Yeah. Andy and this being, little bottle is like 100,000 to 3,000 bullshit.
Andy being like affected scared me, but it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that was totally okay.
I saved my second ice cream for number six.
So, okay.
According to Andy, number seven is the worst.
Yeah.
But he's never had number eight.
I've never had number eight. I've never had most of these.
Well, number seven, honestly, so I've seen what it physically looks like. It physically looks like shit. It looks disgusting.
But what instrument would I want to be played like?
Sexually.
Right. Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to think in a trumpet. Diddle me with your fingers blow me at the same time.
There you go.
That's the answer. You can't top that.
I don't know. I think I can.
Oh, really?
Trombone. You get the blow action, but also the...
But it's the blow action from behind. And so it's a reach around.
Yeah. It's a reach around.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
That's that was going to be my answer. Shit.
But okay. All the wind instruments for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you want to be like a fucking.
I want to be like a tambourine.
Theremin.
You just get up there and shake it
a little bit.
A theremin.
Lightly pat it.
What's that drum that you put in like the water and like hippies use it?
Water. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Ding, 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 ding.
Or what are those the things where you get like a bunch of mason jars filled up with various levels of water and they're just like slightly like putting their finger on
just
the rim?
Edging you.
Yeah. edging
you. It
wouldn't
be so bad.
Or, beat me like a drum, baby.
Or play me like the spoons. Just slap me over your thighs.
That's pretty good.
Sometimes if I'm drinking late at night, I'm just like, honey, can you play me like a kazoo? What are some other instruments? Like,
I mean, saxophone.
It's all the instruments we named them. We named them. What about a didgeridoo? Just that's not bad.
Mouth harp.
What's a mouth harp?
It's just a harp that you put in your mouth.
Like a harmonica?
I got nothing for
like
you
eat it?
Yeah, hang on.
Harmonica.
Oh, I think a pepper got in the back of my throat.
When you started hiccuping uncontrollably, I love how you didn't tell us that was a thing when we came up with this episode idea.
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise.
So if you Google mouth harp, it is a thing. It is also more commonly known as a Jew's harp. And here is a Malaysian man playing the Jew's harp.
Andy's back on the show, everybody.
Don't know what's going on. Anyway, I would like to be played like that, please.
Put that up to the camera.
Show them.
Yeah, just like that. Sarah, we know you're listening.
That's right.
Did I say on the show yet that we got engaged? Is that... I don't think you've been on here.
Not on the actual
podcast. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Congrats. You're engaged
for a few months now. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Andy's not coming off no more ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real.
I mean, to anyone but her. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be tough out there as we try to navigate the many twists and turns that life throws our way. Not every problem we face has an obvious or easy solution, but talking through these issues can always bring major benefits. So whether you're dealing with a career change, relationship help, or just getting used to your new normal, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. I myself have benefited from therapy. I have benefited from BetterHelp. I was struggling to find myself and figure out who I was post-divorce. BetterHelp matched me with an amazing therapist who taught me all about codependency, what it was, and ways I can combat it and realize my whole true self. So if it sounds like therapy is the right move for you, then give BetterHelp a try. It's online, convenient, flexible, and can work with your schedule. Filling out a brief questionnaire is all it takes to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. To start your own therapy journey, visit betterhelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings. Hey, Stream Fiends. Over here at Streaming Things, we like to give a special shout out to all of our members of our Patreon, but we want to specifically shout out our super patrons for the month of August. So thank you, Becky Ledusky, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Giancarlo Gasparin, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Little Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, AK Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Trey Barrera, Conrad, David Malfara, Professor Beth RN, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, The Pedal Peddler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun Loving Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kate, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen the Fifth, Casey McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much, and back to the show.
Number six, here we go. Coming in hot.
I get it.
We got Mad Dog 357 Scorpion.
It doesn't sound that hot.
With 100,000 Scoville units.
40,000 more Scovies than the last one, just to be clear. 34.
Chris, imagine being bitten by a scorpion in your mouth. The sauce pairs locally grown scorpion peppers with ghost peppers to cause endorphin-producing burn while also delivering a unique, sweet, hot flavor and fresh intensity to your taste buds. Pair with eggs, tacos, burritos, burgers, pizza, chicken wings, mac and cheese, stir fries.
Chicken wings.
Noodle dishes and all grilled meats.
I think my erotica writing experience would make me perfectly suited to write the descriptions of these hot sauces. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I would like to hear.
Let this thick juice
make you come.
You're a terrible erotic writer. He came in the room. He had sex with her. They orgasmed.
Yes.
Everyone high five. Oh, man. That's basically how 50 Shades goes, man. It's one of the most poorly written fucking books.
Chris is trying to titillate everybody with like description.
Make it come.
You know, fucking sweating. Yeah. Not from the hot sauce. It's just fucking hot.
It is the hot sauce.
Well, maybe a little bit.
You're having if we're being autonomic reaction. Yeah.
It is a little stuffy in here as well.
We got some hot sauce on the table there. Lick that, Andy. I think that's number five.
Oh, let's baste it again.
Let's get some scorpion in us. Yeah. Have you guys ever eaten an actual scorpion? Like the bug?
No. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
People like one of those dried ones or something?
Or a live one, yeah. People do eat them live. Yeah.
But do Andy and I seem like the type?
I mean, I don't know. I just found out you moderated a furry dating site, so.
Look, man.
I ate a cricket once.
Lived many lives. All right, I basted my turkey.
I'm just trying to like make sure I keep up with you.
Yeah, I'm like the slowest kid.
Here, let me. I think I have less stuff. Oh, no, I think I might have overdone it.
Do this. To respect that, that's the appropriate amount.
What about, hold on, I'm not done basing it.
Base me?
What about this? Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
That's
good, buddy.
Here, just so the viewers see what I'm dealing with. There you go.
All right.
I don't want to be like a punk, right?
Yeah. I'm
a little worried about this one. You don't put.
That was pretty good.
You know, yeah, it was. Enrico, is that you?
Mm-hmm. Play me like that instrument.
I don't know what that is. Are we going to do the question first again?
Well, the next question is
rock paper.
Well, it's Andy. Yeah, because okay, Andy,
because you lost the other two.
Andy, how dare you?
Okay, so hold on.
I ate mine.
Yeah, all in.
Well, I like that flavor.
Oh, it's weird.
I like it though. It's like a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can't be hurt anymore.
Building up a tolerance?
Am I immune? Nope.
You ate too many wings before the show, so now you're wasting all these. Makes me sad.
I don't like the back flavor of that either. He did not eat pineapple.
I understood that joke.
There's nothing but coffee and cigarettes at the back of that.
I feel weird. Like, I feel like I'm like waiting for it to attack me and heat, but it's not quite coming
yet.
I
still think number four was the hottest.
It's starting to come now.
Yeah, I can feel it. Percolating.
It's trying.
Yeah. Oh, there it comes. Ooh. Here it comes.
It's like,
it's coming. It's coming.
It's like hotter when you try to swallow or like touch your tongue to your roof of your mouth.
The more I breathe, the hotter it gets.
I stopped breathing at three. Tactic.
Oh, now my lips are hot.
Yeah.
You call me Thunder Lips.
It's just this part of my lip.
Hey, let me get one more swig of milk here for the working man.
Don't do water.
That's fine. Swig of milk for the working man. Andy, your question. Andy, you broke your hand punching a wall.
I did.
You broke your spine diving into a swimming pool.
I did.
You also broke your jaw under mysterious circumstances. Are you a daredevil? A masochist? Or just really clumsy?
Dude, I am prone to injury in the dumbest of ways. And like, so I've done like athletic stuff for most of my life, which you wouldn't think being that I grew up kind of chubby, but I, you know, did all of the sports. You know, I went to state and swim team and shit. But I...
Are you doing regionals? You going to regionals?
I hurt myself in many weird ways. We left out that. So my jaw was just, that was just jaw surgery. I had unnatural mandible growth. I had an underbite. It was starting to break my teeth and stuff. So they corrective surgery for that. I did break my back diving into a pool. That was just being dumb. I did a soldier dive, which is like diving with no hands, and landed on top of my head.
How old were you when that happened?
I was like 12.
Chris is laughing his ass off.
It's not funny.
Why are you laughing?
It's because the hot sauce.
Is it creeping on you?
It's not funny.
But like over COVID, I broke the hell out of my finger tripping on my shoelace on the treadmill to the tune of like breaking my knuckle into eight pieces and having to get surgery, which was insane. I joined an indoor soccer league and I sprained both of my wrists in the first game. And so walked around with two wristbands for like a month and I was a bank teller. And so I was trying to like count cash like this. It was rough. But no, I'm by no means a daredevil. I am just, prone to injury. Oh, last year I went to a kickboxing class and I broke my toe. Just the one class and broke my toe.
So like, are you a daredevil?
The bad kickback. No, I mean, I like trying things for sure. But
Milkies.
We need a round of Milkies.
Milkies, mommy.
Very, very accident prone for sure. And I'm not clumsy. Although I will say, I don't know if I've talked about it on the show much. I have like a fear of heights now that I never really had back in the day.
You should.
What is that?
You brittle bones.
I don't know. Like I used to, right? I used to like,
the bag of Skittles walking around,
hang out with my friends and I would like hang out on each other's roofs. And like, that was what we did.
Make
like,
out
go up there and smoke weed and drink. And like, that was a thing. And at some point, like the fear settled in and I was just like, oh my God, this is like super fucking dangerous. And now like, I won't go clean my own gutters.
Dude, you know? I'm actually also petrified of being on roofs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you.
Getting back onto the ladder from the roof, scariest thing in the world.
Yeah.
The cold milk feels so good.
I went skydiving with Sarah on our third date, which that was pretty fucking terrifying. But also skydiving. Like, when it was out of my control, then it's more like I don't have any problem with like roller coasters. I'll go to the tallest skyscraper. As long as like me being clumsy isn't life or death, then, you know, I'm fine. But definitely I am a brittle boy. And maybe it's the lactose intolerance. I just don't have enough calcium.
I don't know.
Something.
And I just, my brain during those stories was telling me, like, you know how your brain does that? Like, it'd be really fucked up to laugh right now, you know? Yeah. And as soon as that occurred to me, it was over. It's like, it would.
Yeah, if anybody was just listening and can't watch us, Chris was literally in tears laughing over there the entire time.
It started
like, and then I broke my perineum. And then
it started because I took a bite of a fucking Heath bar. And I was like, how funny is this? And at the same time, Andy's like, oh, my fucking dick snapped in half. It was the worst pain I've ever felt. And my dad disowned me. And I was like, you know.
Out of all of that, Andy, what was the most painful?
Oh, man.
Like, you, like, what was the thing you're like, man, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy?
Toe, finger, hand, spine.
The jaw surgery.
The jaw surgery? Because that probably had a ton of recovery time.
Oh, yeah. It was I couldn't feel my upper lip for like a year and a half.
Oh, geez.
I was on a liquid diet for months. I had to have braces and I had to have like these cement blocks put on my teeth to keep my teeth from touching each other. So when I would bite down, the only teeth that would connect would be my back molars, which was fucking miserable.
That's wild.
And that was for months. And then like after the surgery, my nose was super congealed. Like my sinuses were super congealed with blood. So I couldn't breathe out of my nose for like a few weeks. And I had to like, you know, try to get a bunch of blood out with like Q-tips and stuff. Dude, it was fucking awful.
Ugh, that sounds terrible. Mm. Yep, that sounds terrible. Yeah, my ex had that surgery where they break your jaw. And she was like, I couldn't take care of her at our house. So she had to like recover at her parents' house. Cause I'm like, I can't take care of you the way you need to be taken. Someone has to pay the fucking mortgage. Yeah, that was a whole to do. So I feel you, man.
Yeah, it was intense for sure.
Well, we want to move on. What is a 7?
Oh, this is the one that's going to suck the most.
Oh, so this is the one you were telling us about.
Yeah.
Only because Andy's theory is because it's also gross flavor wise.
Mm-hmm.
That it just makes it worse.
Very hot and very gross.
Yeah, so this is Da Bomb Beyond Insanity Hot Sauce with a Scoville heat unit rating of 135,000. Reach past insanity with the sauce that has horrified many. This sauce blends smoky chipotle peppers with natural
natural pepper extract. Well, they say natural twice in the description. Natural pepper
it's
extract.
Like I wrote this.
To create an experience beyond imagination, if you dare, pair this sauce with pork, chicken, seafood, steak, vegetables, pretty much fucking anything. That last part was my contribution. Yeah, that sauce looks harrowing.
It is awful.
It's got like a shitty blood like color to it. Yeah, already crying, Chris. I feel you.
If this is anything like 4 again to me, I won't be able to survive.
Yeah, 7. 4 has been the worst so far.
4 took it out of me.
Yeah.
All the fight I had.
You could have was 4.
That was the endorphin rush. Yeah.
Because at the end of this, for our last dab, we are going to mix this and 4.
What?
Yes.
I did not sign up for this.
Dunk it.
I didn't sign up for this, Andy, but I'll do it for you because I love you. Oh, no. It just snuck out.
That's what she said.
Lieutenant Diane.
She ain't got no legs.
She smelled like cigarettes. She tastes like cigarettes.
She tastes like cigarettes. And then one day, for no particular reason at all, we did thought ones on the pod.
I was Dude, running.
Any excuse to eat chicken wings with my homies? All about it.
Oh, man. So is Andy's bat signal is either just like chicken wings or just a Heath bar. You just throw that up in the sky and Andy will just appear. My dude. Okay, we ready?
Let's do it.
Down the hatch.
Oh, it is gross. Mm-hmm. It tastes like wood.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hot, Steve. Steve, I'm scared. I don't like it.
Oh, my God.
Andy?
Kit,
my wing is also burnt, so that's not helping.
Oh my god, dude,
this one ramps.
Oh, this is awful.
It's getting worse.
Like it tastes awful, and now it's burning. In no way could I swallow that.
Oh, did you spit it out? Do you get the tingle in your lip?
Yes! I have the tingle, Andy.
Ice cream.
Oh, my milk was warm. That was gross.
Oh, my God. Why did I do this? I'm going to get angry. It's so bad.
Oh, my God. I can't.
I can't.
Wait, so what's the question? Somebody give me the phone.
Give me a fucking minute, Andy. I'm trying to bring it up. No.
Nothing's making it go away.
It's 7.
It's 7.
Okay.
I'm crying.
Round 7. What are the 3 things that you love most about yourself?
Take it away, Andy.
I think that I
don't think it's gonna help.
I think I'm really personable, that I can get along with just about anybody. And so it's easy to make friends, and it's easy to kind of make my way through the world. I love creative ability that I can.
Dang, dude, you're full on crying.
I am.
This is so bad.
I love that I have so many like different hobbies and stuff that I've been able to do and do well. Maybe not be super successful with any of them, but I get a lot of like creative gratification from doing those things. The friends and family that I've been blessed with, for sure. I know that, you know, it's luck of the draw with the lot that you're dealt in life. And I definitely got lucky with that one. For sure. Steve, what do you love about yourself?
I didn't hear a single thing you fucking said.
Chris, what do you love about yourself? How are you doing, buddy?
I'm not good.
Not good?
I love about myself?
3 things.
I think because I have a dark past, I'm very patient with other people's defects of character. That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Very patient with other people's defects and character.
I have a good sense of humor.
Yeah. I agree.
I learned to cope with that. Third thing I like about myself. Probably my huge dick.
Dude, Steve's having a hard time.
It's not getting better no matter what I do.
It calms down.
I love my friends. Wait, what's the question?
three things you love about yourself.
My friend.
That's not helping. I love my sense of humor, my drive to make the podcast. I also love my dick. It gets me where I need to go.
Oh, shit.
Whose idea was this show? I think it was Madison's.
And she isn't here.
That's not fair.
You guys are eating bread?
Oh, my God, dude. No,
it didn't help at all.
Wow.
I can't chew.
It just turned off.
No.
Wow.
Got there?
Yeah.
Mine not turn off. Mine turn on.
I need a napkin, please, assistant. I need a napkin so bad.
She already.
Oh my God, thank you. I'm like literally leaking out of every orifice on my face.
I came.
Annie looked over at me and I'm like literally in tears.
I'm not doing number 8.
No?
Here's my theory. My theory is that 7 is way hotter than 8.
Probably.
Because that's happened before. But in case, just in case.
There might have been some in my eye, so now I'm going to just hold my eye closed because I'm scared to open it again.
Oh, dude, I got the Mom Beyond Insanity in my eye one time. I made ramen, chili flavored ramen, the green package. It's the best ramen in case you got.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's
you
the
listeners
best.
Haven't had it. By far the best.
Andy turned me on to it. It's great.
Anyway, I put some da bomb into the chili ramen and like stirred it around and stuff. And I like my ramen a little wetter. And so I was just slurping my noodles and I had a noodle slurp up and slap my eyeball.
Ooh.
With the Bomb Beyond Insanity in it.
Ouch.
That was like top 5 pain ever. It was absolutely fucking brutal.
Oh my God. Eric, hey, you handed me this loaf of bread and I took one bite of it. I'm like, fuck that bread. Get out of my face. That's not helping at all.
I did the same thing.
The ice cream helps a little.
You guys feel the numbness in your lip, like your lower lip when you're trying to sip on something? It feels so weird.
That's why chewing's so weird.
Yeah.
I can't feel the top of my mouth.
Oh, my God. No, I think it's weird that we drink milk because, like, we convinced the milk industrial complex convinced us milk was healthy and that we needed it, but you don't need milk.
No.
Like, that's for cows to turn.
And babies.
Baby cows into fucking cows.
We mean them fat.
The cold milk hits so good. It's like a mother's love.
Okay, so do we answer the question? What was the question?
Yeah, you love your friends, your drive, and your dick.
in that order.
It gets you where you need to go.
You know the phrase, follow your nose?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot I gave you my phone.
Oh my God. I didn't know anything was going to be that hot.
That was honest.
I told you guys that one was going to suck. I have no idea.
Andy,
you
did not lie.
This is the most unassuming thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is very unassuming by the bomb. So like the bomb and Sandy is like, you're going to get your butthole exploded.
It's like that time that cactus.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you.
Can you give me another fork, please, as well? Thank you. I'm so sorry if I sound bossy at all to our assistant. I'm just... I don't know how to speak, so I'm trying to be like very pointed and direct to the point. You might want to have some stuff on deck. Just saying. Actually, you might want to go ahead and fill up this milk for me too. I think I've drank like half that gallon of milk. Yeah, we're already over halfway through that gallon. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Okay, so this is our last one.
I thought that was way too much milk.
You fool. Okay, this is the last sauce. Number 8, taco vibes only. It's a 638,000 Scoville heat unit index. Just for reference, the last one was 130,000. This sauce combines Carolina Reapers and ghost peppers with lime juice, cumin, and coriander to enhance their natural tangy and earthy notes. It's vibrant and painfully joyous as it is stealthy and gets hotter and hotter, taking over your taste buds. It's excruciating perfection when paired with tacos, chicken wings, and frenemies. The first one that insinuated you could assault someone with this.
Sure.
What was the Scoville units on that one again?
600.
The last one was 100 and something.
Yeah. This is 500,000 more.
Scoville units are bullshit.
Do you want to bow out, Chris?
I don't think I'm doing it. What happens if you get that in your butthole?
What if I kind of want to watch Andy eat it. And if he's still not like, he doesn't react to it, then it's like, oh, okay, I'll try it. But if he reacts to it, I'm definitely not going to try it.
It's so unassuming. It just says,
oh, dude,
don't do it, Andy.
Show the bottle real quick to the camera, like just people can see how friendly.
Oh, were you? Okay. It is a very friendly looking bottle.
It's like, hey, do you like taco vibes? Yeah.
You're right. I don't need to double baste. I was about to double baste.
You don't know what that'll do yet.
pass it over.
It's the first time you're in uncharted territory, Andy.
I'm going to do this with you, Andy.
Okay.
I'm just going to do a dab.
All right.
I'm not going to base it. I'm just going to do a dab because I don't want to have a meltdown.
You might anyway.
I believe in you both.
I'm not doing it. I'm a bitch.
So I'm doing this much.
You're still better than DJ Khaled.
Another one. Are you ready? Or here, Chris, you're not doing it, right?
Mm-mm.
Let me give you the question so you can at least read that.
I'm just a terrible host today. I got so mad. You know how I get, like when I was in Danger on the Mountain. Fuck you, Andy.
So we're at the final question, number 8. Andy,
cheers.
It's been an honor.
Question. How is it?
Still only have chicken right now.
Nothing yet.
Was that correct? It was a dud. I mean, it was a dud missile. The bomb shits all over it.
So far, yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't that have was a anticlimactic.
All right.
All right.
That was supposed to be 500,000 more Scovilles than the last one. And that was nothing.
Let's do the bomb again.
No. What was it you wanted to do before mixed a bomb and
I did girlfriend? It.
In this one.
Once I knew it was one. Safe, I confidently did it and threw it on a carrot.
How is it? How is it on a carrot?
It might still ramp up. It could be like a super.
Is that a thing?
Maybe.
That would be so funny if Chris and I both like took a bite and then Andy's like, it really hurts, guys. I was holding it back. Okay.
It kind of hit me in the throat a little bit.
I'm still leaking out of all my orifices.
Because since I put it on the carrot, it's like it actually didn't even hit my mouth until it hit my gullet. That's a weird feeling.
I'm going to put some on the carrot tricks. I don't even know if I even tasted it with my little dab.
It's not bad. It tastes like
it's not a bad hot sauce. It's not a great one. That endorphin rush shit was really good. I like that.
That was pretty good. I like that.
That tastes like Diablo sauce at Taco Bell.
I would put that on my throat now, but it's still nothing.
I told you the carrot to put you in your throat. Yeah.
It's nowhere near what the last one was.
No, bomb was, I'm physically in pain still.
Yeah.
Huh. The question, your phone locked, but the question, Erica, is what is the biggest regret of your life?
And I wish we had had that question during the mom.
How did it change you going forward? And I don't know what to say for that.
How would you change it if it could? Also, how did it change you moving forward? Regret of your life.
How would you change it if you could? I have so many regrets, but at the same time, I've talked about it on the show, I think, before, too. It's so weird how, because I did all of that stuff, even the things that I hate the most,
is why I'm sitting here right now. Not only as the person I am, but literally how I got here to this moment is because I made those choices. And so it's, if you think about it, it's really hard to fully regret anything, but I do. I regret people I've hurt more than anything else.
I was going to say the my also sordid past. Don't regret like the actual like things I did, because like you said, you know, like some things I do regret, but like it did make me who I am and got to where I am today, and I'm happy with my life. But I regret the stress that I put on my family during that, because it was just selfish and I couldn't recognize it for what it was at the time. And looking back on it, at that time you recognize that you're being selfish to some extent, but you don't recognize the full scope of it in the moment. And as I've gotten older, because I'm years removed now, like the severity of it has only gone up more and more as I've gotten older, to where like I feel worse and worse about it as time goes on. And so that's hard. I can't remember what the second part of the question was, like how would I move
forward? How did it change you moving forward?
I got my life together for sure. It's one of the things that I'm happiest about in my life is that like my mom got the opportunity to see me have the right head on my shoulders and be somewhat successful and have, you know, before she passed away. And, you know, I try to remember that when I wouldn't even really say that there's ever like temptations in my life, but like when I see like the people around me go through extremely hard shit, I just think again about like how lucky I was to have the upbringing that I did, and the regret that I do have for what I did to those people that cared for me, and just try to remember that and continue to like better myself as I move on in life. Mm-hmm. How about you, buddy? You regret that hot sauce?
Yeah, my biggest regret was agreeing to do this episode.
The bomb is still fucking with me, dude.
I know, same. I'm still kind of on the edge of my seat over here because of that. My mouth still hurts. It's hard because there's literally nothing in my life where I look back on and think, man, I wish that didn't happen. I would change it. Because like you said, Chris, literally everything that happened led me to where I'm at. And anyone who listened to, I forget which episode it was, but one of the episodes last week, you and I were talking about how like, this is the best my life's ever been. Like, I'm so happy right now. Things are falling into place. Things are killer. I've got a great group of friends. I've got this podcast. I've got my job's going well. It's just life is really, really good right now. And it wouldn't be that way had I done something different in my past. But it's easy to kind of look back and be like, that was wrong of me. Shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. But kind of glad I did, because if I did something different, I might not be where I'm at today. Like when I got out of high school, I was a terrible student in high school. Terrible in the fact that I was very smart, but like just did not give a shit about school at all. Like I could not be, but I didn't have the emotional maturity to be a student. So when I got into college immediately after high school, still same mindset. Don't care about schoolwork. And I was just burning money basically, because you're paying for that shit now, right? And so I went to school, dropped out, went to save money because it's like, well, I want to be a filmmaker, right? Didn't go to school for almost 10 years before I went back to college and was a, what is it called?
Non-traditional
student. And part of me is like, man, what would my life have been like had I stuck through school, got my degree, started my career? Because I've always, part of me has felt like my career has been stunted by 10 years. Like I'm like, where I'm at now is where I should have been when I was 26 rather than 36. But had I not done that, I wouldn't have met Andy. I wouldn't have met Chris. We wouldn't have this podcast. I wouldn't have a ton of friends. I wouldn't have had the opportunities that I was given while I was at NKU. I wouldn't have got my shit together and realized how I should be more responsible and take this stuff seriously, so that when I did go back to school as a non-traditional student, I crushed it and was like, got A's and all, almost everything. So while that's unfortunate, I don't regret it. And there are a couple things with like interpersonal relationships. Like I think one of the Love Lingual episodes, I talked about how I dated a girl I shouldn't have been dating, who was a friend of mine's ex-girlfriend. And it was like, I shouldn't do that. And it was like the secret relationship that like we weren't allowed to be a real couple because we were keeping it secret. And also it was going behind a friend's back. And that's shitty as well. But again, it's hard for me to fully be like, ah, oh, man, I wish I never did that, because that taught me what was important to me. Like through that experience, I realized I deserve this. I want to be this person, and I can't be that if I'm in this situation. So I got out of it. And I guess that's the change moving forward, as I was able to learn these things about myself and become who I am today based off those decisions. So I don't regret them happening per se. They're unfortunate that they did, but I don't regret them. Would I go back and do them all over again? Probably not.
Right. Yeah. It'd be hard to lay those same bricks.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah. Man. It's like you said, it's just tough when you think about as an adult, like, oh, I learned from that. It was necessary, you know, my John Mulaney started coming out a little bit there. I learned from that.
Oh, you got to learn your manners.
But I do regret my mother. I was very unkind to my mom. The last thing I think I've said it on the show before, but the last thing I ever said to my mother was, why don't you just die? It was the last thing I got to say to my mom, because she did. She was very spiteful in that way. And yeah, that haunted me for a long time, you know, and it was much harder to grieve that than when my dad died, because I was there for him. Last thing I said to him was, I love you. And I gave him some money, you know, so way different. But I regret a lot of things I didn't do, if that makes any sense, more than anything I did, even though I was terrible. I burgled, I lied, I cheated, I stole. I had a violent temper. I could the worst. Well, from ages 15 to 23, I was the worst you can possibly be, you know, for the most part. Because the world judges you by your actions, not your intentions. So even though I felt like a quiet, shy nerd that didn't want to hurt anybody inside that whole time, everything I did said otherwise, you know. But there's a lot of things I didn't do that I almost didn't eat that last hot sauce. You know, I do that a lot. I'm scared to go to Fantastic Fest. I'm trying to find financial reasons to not go and all this stuff right now. Carissa needs me, or we can't afford for me to go, that kind of stuff. But it's like, it's a lifelong memory that I'll have, you know. The girl that I was in love with, I talk about on the show a lot, never kissed her. And like, I told you the story before where like, she took me outside and was like talking to me alone. Like, I want to show you my new tattoo. And like, I just terrified, let the moment pass. And like, you know, good for her, because I was a terrible person then.
Dodged a real bullet there.
Yeah.
I think about that sometimes too, like past relationships where that didn't work out. And I'm like, it didn't work out for a reason.
Yeah.
And it wasn't them.
It's, you know, weird, because like, I love my wife and I talk to her about this stuff sometimes, you know, but it's like, I just think being a human is weird, and we're not honest enough about it. Like when you think about other loves or simultaneous loves in your life, and like, I love my wife so much, but like, I do every few years, I think about stuff like that. Like, I wonder where she's at. I hope she's okay. Or I shouldn't have done that. Or there's still like a lingering piece of me that's with them, if that makes any sense,
yeah.
You know? And when I think of that, I saw one of them at a grocery store like a month or two ago, and she had her daughter. Her daughter was like 3. And this was a girl I dated for 5 or 6 months when I was 21. Gorgeous girl. And so sweet. And at that moment in my life, I was just so low. Like, I didn't even work or anything. And she was just like, so cool to just chill and smoke weed with me. And, but for whatever, we didn't even date. I told you this. We didn't really date. We just like slept together in the same house for a long time. But I was like, so in love with her for some reason. Like, I just immediately like, I love you. But I was such a piece of shit. You know what I mean? So useless. And when I saw her, it was like, hey, you know, like, oh, you got a kid? That's crazy. I got kids, you know, and seen her in so long. It's just weird. I don't know. I'm babbling now. The hot sauce has gotten to my brain, but
no, I mean, I think
I'm trying to say I have regrets. I wish I was a better person to her. I don't wish I was with her now.
Right.
Obviously. But like, God, she deserved better than I could give her at that time.
Yeah.
In every way.
Yeah. There's one I always worry about or think about, my very first girlfriend that I ever had. So I'm 16. Right.
Yeah.
16 years old. She was 3 years older than me. She was 19. And that we were dating. I think we were dating 8 months. Everything was going great. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Great relationship. We're both happy. And I don't even remember what started the conversation. But you know how sometimes like you'll be talking with your partners and then they'll be like, well, maybe not now because we're adults. But but when you were younger, talking to your partners, someone would be like, wait, are you breaking up with me? Like, that because we're insecure. We're
sure. I do that all the time, but I'm joking.
Are you breaking up with me, Andy? So she asked me that.
Sorry.
And even though I wasn't even mad. I don't remember that we were even arguing. I think it was just like I was just talking through like, so what are you feeling? What is this? Why are you upset? Like, and we weren't arguing anything, but she like threw that on me. And part of my 16-year-old brain was just kind of like, what if I like chuck that grenade into the situation? And I'm curious to see what would happen if I said yes. And 16-year-old me, maybe? Like, I just threw that up there as like, I'm more of curious to see what would happen if I say, I remember in the moment being like, why am I saying this?
Yeah.
And that event that led to us breaking up and never dating again. And she went on to have like a very rough couple years, unfortunately. And I'm not saying that like that wouldn't happen to her if we stayed together, but I always felt really guilty about it. Like, why did I do that? I don't understand why I did that. I have no clue why I broke up with her at that moment because we were fine. That was literally maybe the first fight we ever had, but we were 16. And it's like, like I said, it wasn't even a fight, but I still don't know why I did that to this day. So part of me is like, if I would change something, maybe it's that I wouldn't have just been like, let's just dash this relationship into oblivion for just for curiosity's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, you're 16. that doesn't really excuse the behavior, but like, it's one of those things where everything seemed new and like experimental and yeah, it just sucked.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I was a super jackass at that age. Andy knows. You were doing good.
Yeah. You sucked.
I was snorting blow off a Trapper Keeper and flipping people off.
Yeah, seemed cool at the time.
What, flipping people off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still pretty cool, Andy. I do it all the time.
Dude, we literally used to drive around and throw coins at people's cars and like damage the paint and shit. And like that seemed fun and funny at the time. And it, like that is just straight up vandalism. I'd be so fucking furious if that happened to me now.
I went to jail for that.
We're throwing pennies?
What do we call that?
We had a term for it.
I was riding around with like Kyle and Mike and all those guys from the, like when we had like the goth phase. And we took a 3-liter bottle of like Faygo because we were cheap.
Faygo.
We shook it up. We were driving down this. That looks great on camera. We shook it up. We were driving down this like ritzy neighborhood. And we chucked it at this lady that was jogging.
Jesus.
It didn't hit her. Like it, yeah, don't be a sissy. It hit the sidewalk and sprayed her in soda. And that was the goal, right? Mm. I was 15. And that was the local sheriff's mother.
Oh.
So just instantly found us with detective work. And and everybody there. I got arrested in high school and I did 3 days in juvie for that, for being in the back seat while that. I didn't throw it. I didn't buy it.
You were just party to it.
I was just, yeah, right, cruising with the assholes. But yeah, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first, you know. But at that time, I've always in my life thought, this is way cooler to say it happened than it is to experience. That's how I've lived my life. And that's how I got in so much trouble because I was such a theatrical, I was like a theater kid without a stage. So I thought to myself, oh my God, I'm going to jail. This is awesome. This is terrible. But I'm going to say I was in jail when I got out. I'm just going to get me so much ass.
When you got out, you're like, yeah, they threw me in the clink.
I literally cried when my mommy picked me up. But also some
There's
part of,
only one toilet. And we all have to share it.
And we were in Peter Bell.
If they call it Peter Beach.
Juvie's way different. It's much safer. But call it Peter Beach.
But then you go back to school like, yeah. And then went up to the warden. I said, fuck you.
Exactly. Remember that scene in Shawshank when he's like, you're being obtuse? I said that. But no, when I got home, my dad, I rolled a joint under my bedroom door, you know, because that's how we coped in my house. And that was like the source of my addiction and my attachment to substances for my whole life was, you know, stuff like that. Like that was his way. We didn't even talk about it. He didn't yell at me. He didn't ground me. He didn't say, how was it? He just
it's like, hey, buddy,
nodded,
disapprovingly, and I went to my, because he'd spent his life in prison and was very disappointed I cleared to be, seemed to be heading down that road. And I just, a little joint rolled up doobie rolled under my bedroom door and played some Led Zeppelin, smoked that bitch. I remember, I don't know why I remember this so clearly, but by my bedspread at that time was like, had these weird little paint stroke designs on it. And they were like whopping back and forth because I was kind of tripping a little bit. And I was listening to, you know, Misty Mountains, you know, all that shit and having a good time. And that's what I did for another 8 years, as best I could, is live that feeling, you know?
Well, this has been pretty real. Yeah. Even though the hot sauce was a dud, I don't think the glass question was a dud. That was probably the most deep and thought-provoking conversation
Thank
we've
you
had
to the
all
mods
episode. Yeah.
And our lovely assistant / medical team.
Thank you, medical team / assistant. Thank you for all the ice cream and milk we pounded.
Now, let's bust out the one chip challenge to like cap this off.
Oh, geez. And Andy's like, I've got them all here.
You've done it before.
I have. It's way worse.
It's way hotter than the bomb?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm never doing that then.
Oh, what?
What's this? Oh, she's wanting us to combine them.
Oh,
you want us to combine them?
No.
Andy, you animal.
Andy can do it.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Just pour it in your crackers and shoot it.
Here.
Yeah, that's great.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
What are you doing?
Do it?
Give it to me. Give them to me.
You're not going to do more of the bomb.
Give them to me.
Do it on a Heath bar.
This is for the this is for the listeners, all right? You motherfuckers can't say I don't love you. I'm just going to put it on a cracker.
Do it.
I'm just going to put like a little bit of each on a cracker, and then I'm going to eat said
I think you should put it on a cracker, bar.
On a heat. Well, I don't know if the flavor profiles mix.
Well, they're definitely not.
The description. The description. Neither description said to use.
They didn't say put it on a Heath bar. That's true.
That's true.
You gotta follow instructions.
That'd be so funny if it was like, and on a Heath bar.
For your frenemies.
Okay, we've got the oyster cracker filled with the stuff. It's been nice knowing you guys. Chris, you might want to end the episode because I don't know if I'll be able to talk.
You're going to have more hiccups.
Oh, I hope.
Hiccup. That was so funny and shocking. Andy, what a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, man. I'm glad I got to join for this.
Back in the studio for these shenanigans, these strikes and shenanigans. AMPTP, pay your actors and fucking writers. Look what you're doing to us.
Pay them.
Look what you're doing to us.
Look what you're doing to me.
Did it hit you again? You can hiccup? I think so. That's all the time we have for right now. I love you all dearly. Thank you for listening or watching if you're on the YouTubes. My name is Kit.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Steve.
And this was Streaming Things Thought Ones. Because we have deep thought.
They put me in Peter Beach and made me eat.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.